Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group, Miracle Method, Dykstra Home Services, and Builder's Supply Outlet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, David Jennings. Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. My name is David Hochberg. I'll be your host for this radio show for the next 3 hours. We are here to educate, inform, and entertain. And we start every show with, Elwood Buddy, how many miles in Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. We are packed. We are stacked and packed. We don't have any more room to put anybody. That's why we put Kari Kohler's son, Tommy, allegedly going to college, Kari. We don't have any proof of that. We haven't seen a report card. We see pictures of him at bars and dancing on top of tables, but we have yet to see any empirical data to back up your investment down in the great state of Arizona. So let's start with you. Welcome to the show, Kari Kohler. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Great. We have a lot of time on our hands, don't we, with rates at 6% and volume dropping down, eh?
We sure do. Things have changed quite a bit.
Very quickly. Very quickly in our industry. What are we talking about today? Fred, you're going to be talking about a listener by the name of Fred. Why don't you tease us a little bit on what you're going to be discussing with our listeners?
Well, I have some beautiful new listings that I'd like to mention, and I'd like to just talk about the trends in real estate, about why it still is a good time to sell your home. There are still people that need to buy, and supply is still low, so there's an opportunity.
Get those homes on the market.
Get them on the market.
Our listeners want to reach out for more information about you and your team's fine services. How do they reach out to you?
My personal cell is 630-673-4586. Our website is thekohlergroup.com.
Is that your favorite son? How many sons do you have?
I have two sons, yeah. And I am very proud of Tommy. And yeah. I could show you empirical data to show that he is at school,
okay,
including my bank account.
Bank account statement, right.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Yes.
Very well. Next to you is DeRoy Spencer from PermaSeal. How are you, Mr. Spencer?
I'm great. Thank you for asking.
You love nights, minus the tornado in Naperville and minus any home damage. Nights like last night get you extremely excited, right? I mean, you're out in your tribal war paint doing the rain dance.
Well, it certainly gets the adrenaline going, and our tribe is at its best when we're busy, and that's storms gives us an opportunity to help people and help people right away. So, yeah, it does get the adrenaline flowing, and it's exciting. I'm just a weather fan altogether. I love the hot, humid, dry weather because that helps other areas of our business, and I love the cold, hard winters because that tees our business up and does havoc on foundation. So I'm just a big weather fan.
Tammy, one of our listeners called you this past week about air quality in her home with her family. She was concerned about the health of her kids, breathing in quality, maybe dirty air or air that's not at peak performance.
Yeah, well, good for Tammy. She's aware of that. A lot of people just think, oh, it's hot, humid, so that's the way it is. My basement's humid and musty smelling, and that's the way it is. And it may be the way it is, but it's not the way it's supposed to be, and it doesn't have to be that way, and it definitely has effect on the health of your family. So I'm glad she tied those dots together.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about more about that. If our listeners want to reach you, and you call your company team members, tribal members, and that's we're not being disrespectful for any type of Indian tribes out there.
Nothing but respect for right. Indian tribes and things. And it's just the simple fact that we all rely upon each other like they do in a tribe, and so that's how we operate.
All right. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to the fine people at PermaSeal that are manning the phones right now?
Right now, 800-421-SEAL, or you can go online and get more information at 800 PermaSeal.net.
PermaSeal.net. Okay, there you go. Well, here, 1-800-421-SEAL.
There you go.
I'm pretty damn good, Joe. That's about as good.
Just very enthusiastic. Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm.
David Haas Miracle Method, you are a resurfacing company. Small world, having dinner with my cousin-in-law who wired our home, who's my wife's first cousin. And he's asking me about his mother-in-law, who we just secured a reverse mortgage on because his father-in-law passed away. And there was some type of challenges in the home. She's getting older, and they have a bathtub. And he's like, I'm thinking about tearing out this whole thing. I'm like, why don't you just do like an easy step? He's like, well, what's that? And I told him. He's like, are you kidding me? The Haases, he knows your father.
Turns out.
I mean, how small of a world is that?
A lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, we started doing the Jewish geography, not that you're Jewish, but and it turns out that your father and my wife's cousin, who wired my entire home, are good friends and have done tons of business together.
Yeah, yeah. My dad was a general contractor my whole life, and so I bump into people all the time.
Oh, there
and
you go.
And it's even cooler to bump in and have my dad call me about you.
Yeah. For something good. Right. Because, right, Joe? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard you on the radio. Oh, I can't believe that Hochberg guy. Did you ever get that one?
What are we going to be discussing today, Mr. Haas?
Well, thanks for mentioning the resurfacing things, which is the core of what we do. But I really enjoy visiting your show and talking about bathroom safety.
Okay.
And keeping people safe as they age and allowing them to age in their home.
Well, you have a older gentleman to your left by name of Tom Janke.
Wow. I didn't notice yet, but...
Put his seatbelt on, will you? I don't want him to pull out of that.
You know, Dave, last night I went to my 45th high school reunion.
Who does that? Like, who would even be interested in
how many are left? How many are left?
Well, actually, it represented three high schools of Naperville, and there was probably 150 people there.
Okay, that's good. That's
150
good
of you?
Well, I think there was 75 servers, and then only 75 people.
That makes more sense.
But you know, when you talk about the old guy, I'm looking at it and going, God, these people look old. Then I went in the mirror and I went, uh-oh.
I'm one of them. Yeah. I could only imagine
the old guys.
Yeah, tag I'm it.
Can you imagine the line outside the men's room at a reunion, a 45-year reunion?
Hurry up,
Tom. I got to go.
I got a tap on his shoulder.
Yeah, it's like, for love of God, where's the sink? 312-981-7200. So Tom is very interested. We were talking to him about your easy step. And as you know, Tom Janke, Builder Supply Outlet, 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Mall. He has a ton of bathtubs, and he's been in every type of bathroom scenario around. So he's very interested in your product. If our listeners want to reach out to you, learn more about Easy Step or transitions or safety or resurfacing, what's the best way to reach?
Yeah, our phone number is 630-832-2250 and online miraclemethod.com/Chicago.
Tom Janke, Builder Supply Outlet, previously mentioned 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Mall. What are we talking about, bud?
Exterior doors. You know, it's amazing that people should really start thinking if they're going to replace their exterior doors about the same time the kids are going back to school. Now, the interesting thing is that's what we're going to talk about today, is a lot of times you'll go to lumber yards or you'll go, we've got some competitors too, that you go to get the doors and it's 16 to 18 weeks. And I think Joe can attest to that. You know, big thing from us, come get it. We have it in stock. We have truckloads coming in. There's another one coming next week. So we've got a lot of exterior doors. But, you know, it's when you're in Chicago, you don't start thinking exterior doors in December. You start thinking about them now. And part of the reason being is you might be able to get it from us right now, but try to get somebody, you know, from contractors to put it in. Everybody's still pretty busy. They're still getting the work that was scheduled out, you know, months and months back.
Drive in, carry out.
drive in and carry out. So we're going to talk about exterior doors. I got a goosebump, but maybe just one.
Do you tie it on top of the car for them, Tom?
Oh, we have done. No, we do not. We've put things you would not believe where people have hauled doors. The stuff people put on top of their cars is amazing. I was at the store the other day, just a real quick note, and here comes a guy who's got 14 pallets on top of a Honda. He was in back in our yard and put 14 pallets and strapped them on. But yes, they we will not tie it down, but we'll throw it up there if you want to.
There's a slogan, a bumper sticker.
We won't tie it down.
We'll throw it up there. We won't tie it down, but we'll throw it up there. Yeah. We build our supply outlet.
Your safety is your business.
Yes. We'll chuck it up there, but we won't sit you down. So
and we won't admit to putting it up there. Yeah, if we put it up there.
You know, that's not really good. Just so you know.
We don't give a damn. We'll throw it up there and let it on you.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
They can call us at 708-343-3900. But more importantly, we have an incredible website showing all the pictures, pricing, and you can go to buildersupplyoutlet.com.
All right, MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements.
MegaPros.com.
It's like a Zen feeling.
You feel good when you hear it.
MegaPros.com.
Something good is happening.
Who's that lady?
Who's that lady?
No, not that. No. No, who's
that? That is Ann. That is Ann.
Ann. Who's Ann?
I don't know her.
Can we meet her?
Sure.
Does she exist or is that a computer?
MegaPros.com.
No, the MegaPros. I want to meet her.
A lot of people do.
Okay. What are you talking about?
So every year about this time, we say, hey, if you want your kitchen done for the holidays, you should start now. Guess what? It's too late. We have a new idea, though.
July 4th has passed.
Right, sunshine.
It's too late, Tom.
Well, I mean, we do have some that you can get quicker, but yes, our higher end next year.
Right?
No question.
So Shiloh is still
Shiloh,
20
weeks
out.
You order it today, you can have it after Christmas.
Wow. Okay. Wow. All right. But here's the new plan.
Yep. Move.
Get your house remodeled for the holidays so you don't have to host.
I'd love to host, like, but
we're very busy.
So, I'm sorry. I cannot have Thanksgiving. My house is all torn up because of the contractor.
Right.
Okay. Beautiful. Wow.
Okay, there you go.
Do it on purpose.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on remodeling, but it would get me out of Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
I'm in, you know.
Right?
What do
I say? I don't have to host.
Yeah. That's
have to
a great marketing.
House, Aunt Mary.
Okay, look at all of this.
I think it's a good idea, Kari. What do you think?
I like it. I like it a lot.
When can we start at your house?
Right away. Actually, this afternoon.
Thanksgiving Day, we're there.
Actually, we're going to remodel your house and go to her house for Thanksgiving.
We are remodeling my house.
I know you are.
312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills. Come back with May in Chicago, Roy, who's been on hold for a long time, wants to ask you a foundation question. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Roy Spencer, Mr. Permasil.
You know, as far as your product, what's the process with that?
We have our Permasil way of doing things, but it starts with crack, the entire crack, the most common crack, structural crack, excavate the crack, see the crack. But that's just crack repair, and there may be a crack there may be not.
I'm also thinking about being a crack dealer. Not like a mean crack dealer, but you know, like a nice one. Just kind of friendly, like, hey, what's up, guys?
Crack talk with Mr. Permasil.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Roy, we don't miss a thing here on the show.
Remember when you first started coming to the show, you were very professional and kind of uptight. Now, look at you.
Yes.
The whole image is gone for Permasil and you.
Yeah, friend and crack guy.
312-981-7200. We want to talk about air quality because that is important, but we also have May from Chicago on the phone with a foundation challenge. May, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thanks for calling. What part of Chicago?
I am in the Austin area.
Austin area. All right, a little west off of 290. LaShawn Ford is your state representative. Great guy.
Yes.
So what is going on with your foundation in Austin?
I have been putting this call off because I just did not want to hear the truth. I believe that my house is off its foundation. This is supposed to be my forever home. I've lived here for over 40 years. But honestly, when I look around, I almost feel like I see the furniture just moving. And the different like the counters moving. What are some of the signs of your foundation being off, your house being off its foundation?
Right.
Yeah, furniture moving would be a...
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a red flag.
It's a haunted house. No, I know what you mean. You probably mean your cabinets, and maybe there's gaps underneath your baseboards,
right,
and your doors
right.
and windows aren't shutting like they're supposed to, things like that. Those
sounds like a commercial, one of your commercials I hear on the radio.
No, those are definitely signs, and especially when you're getting multiple signs and there's crack, new random cracks that are occurring in your drywall or plaster walls and things. May, do you have a basement or a crawl space?
I do.
Okay. And downstairs, can you see, are there cracks in the walls or floor or anything?
You know what? For the most part, my basement walls are panel.
Yeah.
So I really don't see them.
Yeah, you can't see them. But if you did, do you get any, I'm just curious, do you ever get seepage in the basement at all?
Are you serious? All the time.
Okay. So odds are your foundation is moving, that means it's broken, and not just the walls are cracked, but actually the footing underneath the walls are cracked, and that's why your whole house is moving up and down with the soil. As the soil gets dry, it shrinks, and then when it gets wet, it moves up, and your house is moving with it because your foundation is broken, and it shouldn't be moving that way. So it certainly sounds like it. One of the best things you could do probably is get somebody in the areas where you're getting seepage to remove the walls and the paneling or drywall, whatever it is. You will actually probably then see the cracks, and I'm sure they're leaking, and they should be repaired. You shouldn't be living with a wet basement, nor should be living with a foundation problem. So I'll be quite candid with you. We don't do structural repairs in the city of Chicago simply because it's so difficult for us to get permitted and licensed there. I don't even know a foundation company that does. It has to do with the deep tunnel and things. Right. Yeah, they've just made it so difficult. So, but still, we'd like to help you if we can at least assess the problem. But the best thing, so we can really assess the problem for us or anybody else, is to get some of that paneling removed. If you're getting water down there, you probably got water damage behind that, and you might be getting mold and things. So I would start in the worst area, have someone remove the walls so you can see the walls and the cracks, and then we can come in at no charge and give you an idea of what's going on, and we can help you with some things. If we can't, we'll steer you to somebody who can, hopefully.
All right, May?
Yes, one more quick question.
Sure.
Let's say if that is the case, and I was not in a position to have it repaired, how long could a person stay in a house like this? I'm a senior.
Yeah. Well, you can stay in it as long as, you know, most of the time the walls don't cave in and things, they can, but most of the time when you're going up and down like that, but it will get to the point where you're getting more and more damages. Sometimes the water main can shear off and sewer lines can separate and things because they're tied to the walls. So things do get worse and they get more expensive. So I would really encourage you to get some more information. Let's see where we're at. We do have financing and things, and maybe Dave might be able to help you reverse mortgage. Whatever, but let's find out what the problem is and not take no action because you think you can't afford it or anything. You can afford a free estimate. So let's start there and see what we're really dealing with, because it's not something you should be living with. Is that fair?
Yeah, we'll take care of May off air. We're way past the allotted time to get to news, traffic, and weather update. May, hang tight. We'll get your information, call you after the show. Tell our team what Mr. Floor Cleaning product you're like. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. 312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. And once again, Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Here we go. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Let's talk about in-home air quality. Why isn't that? Hang on. Why is that? Keep going on. Okay. There we go. Chicago, we're just going to play promos for the next hour, Royce.
In-home air quality. Why, do you have a problem?
No. We had a listener call in, call over to PermaSeal this week, Tammy. out in the burbs, called in about her air quality and humidity was off, and it was affecting the breathing of her kids in her home. So she called you guys, and you guys sent out a technician. And I don't know what's going on with kids today, but you know, the immune systems and peanut allergies, you know, you can't touch. Every kid's got.
They don't make kids like they used
they
to.
They don't.
You're not you know what I'm saying? Dave, no. you ate everything in the garden, including the dirt.
Yes.
And now we use Santa wipes on everything.
Right.
You know, wipes. What's Santa wipes?
Sanitation.
Oh, after Santa comes over, you
that's
wipe
exactly
it
off.
Okay, there you go. Weird. Okay, that's not good. All right, so let's talk about in-home air quality. Not hair quality, but air quality. You've got something in your repertoire, your arsenal, to help our listeners improve the air quality in their home.
We do. And as a matter of fact, we've had over 100 calls just the last couple of weeks calling PermaSeal about air quality. And you say, well,
what's going on?
How would they know to call us? Well, it's because of our basement defender. You have one of those, Dave, and there's a humidistat in there that measures the humidity in your basement every day. And we've got over 4,000 basement defenders out in home. So they're getting alerts when they're... A lot of people don't go down the basement. They go down there. They don't realize. They may feel uncomfortable. They don't even recognize, well, that's due to the high humidity down there. And they go, oh, okay. They're not even aware of it. But our customers are getting alerts that there's humidity's beyond 60% down there. And why is that important? Because 60% is a magic number where the mold that's always your home becomes activated. And that's not healthy because now the mold spores are breeding and replicating. And that, okay, well, that bad air in the basement, don't go down in the basement. But about half the air you breathe upstairs is coming from the basement or crawl space. So that's why it's important to pay attention to that high humidity and that sticky and feeling that's not only uncomfortable, but it's unhealthy. And so it might manifest itself in musty odors or whatever. But either way, you need to pay attention to it because your kids get sick or you get sick and things. That's a respiratory problem. Comes from breathing unhealthy air. So it's all tied together.
So and what type of equipment do you have to put in a home to
help?
We have
this great system designed just for that reason, the PermaDry system. It not only dehumidifies the air. Now, when I say that, you know, I got high humidity, I get a dehumidifier. You go down to the big box store, $300,
sure,
get it, solve the problem. Problem is, it doesn't solve the problem. They're not large enough to actually lower the humidity. They will pull moisture out of the air, but not enough to lower the humidity, which is the problem below that magic 60%. So our PermaDry system will do just that. It automatically adjusts and keeps that humidity level below that, no matter how hot it is outside. So it's automatic. The other thing it does, it purifies the air. So it pulls out mold, spores, allergens, and even odors out of the basement. So it makes the whole air quality, not only in the basement, of course, upstairs as well. So it does both those things. So it's really perfect for the kind of problems people are having.
And Igor was in here last week, Joe, Mr. Floor.
Humidity.
Yeah, and how it impacts our listeners' flooring.
Another
right
side effect of high humidity and things. Mm-hmm. And the humidity is coming from below, basement, crawl space, or whatever.
Right into your wood floors.
Exactly. So it's got to go to the floors to get to your lungs and things like that. So it has a lot of adverse effects in your home. So it's something that people need to pay attention to. I was thinking about it on the way in today, how, you know, back in our day, Joe, you know, leaky basements were wet. That's how they were. Mm. And quite frankly,
my grandma's was.
Yeah, most of ours were, because quite frankly, there wasn't even a permanent solution. There weren't companies out there doing permanent repair, so it couldn't be fixed. You just learned to live with a wet basement. And that's just how the mentality is. Well, now, fortunately, there is a solution. You no longer have to live with a wet basement, so that's not right. The same thing, we need to start thinking about the air quality in our basement. You know, we think, well, basements are naturally damp and humid, that's how they are. And no, it may be how they are, but it's not how it should be, and it doesn't have to be that way any longer.
Right. Back in the day, you used to go into basements, and the steps would go down on like a 60-degree angle.
Yep.
Yeah. And you would hang on, and it would be creepy, and it would be that musty smell like you say in your commercials,
yeah.
Loaded with spiders, and you know,
and we'd play down
and we would play down there. Yeah. Right, that's where we would go. In the basement. Right,
they built better kids.
Well, they also did a lot of basements in the old day. They did them with cinder block, you know, before they did concrete form. So cinder block has a tendency to just sweat.
It's a porous. It's a porous thing. 312-981-7200 on the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got one here for you, Roy. 630. I have a two-story home built on a slab no basement or crawl. What are the steps to do something? I lost it. Here, what are the steps to remediate a substantial quarter-inch crack on the floor slash slab running 15 feet in length of the kitchen? Would I have to remove one side of the slab, repour the slab, and tie it into the remaining slab? Please walk me through the steps. Can I sell the home with this problem? That's a question for you, Kari. We'll get to during your segment. Can a buyer get a mortgage on this home with the slab that's left as is? So we'll answer your question, Roy. Answer the
Roy question. Didn't have a question. Right. I just want to point that out right now. Roy, he actually has the answer. If you
the question
to.
Is, we got a 15-foot quarter-inch crack. Thank you, Joe, for pointing out my
just
weakness.
Point out. If you ask the question right. of Roy, he can answer.
If I could read the damn text. So we got a text who's got
he's
a.
He's got a 15,
a 15 foot quarter 15 inch crack.
15 foot quarter inch crack in a slab.
In a kitchen. No yeah. basement.
What? So if it's a concrete slab and it's a crack in it, I'm assuming they're aware of it because it's moved in their tile or whatever.
Oh, they're texting us, so I think they're aware of it.
Yeah, and so that slab probably is moving, and they don't have to break it out and replace it. That's where our concrete in, raising system would be perfect, and we can come in and drill holes through and level that concrete okay. and stabilize it, and so they don't have to go through all that replacement. So that's
I was
that.
Not aware you could do a slab floor like
yeah,
that.
Any concrete that's sunken or regardless if it's a slab inside or outside. So we do a lot of garage
floors you've
like
done
that.
For mega
yeah
customers.
Well it's the same story inside a slab home you know that you're family room, kitchen, or wherever. If you've got a crack that's rocking and rolling, you know, we can stabilize that. So we want to look at it first, make sure it's just the floor, not the footings and the perimeter and the whole house is moving.
Right.
But if it's sometimes it's just that slab is broken and it's moving independently, we can stabilize that.
Rocking and Rolling Cracks was your garage band name in high school, wasn't it?
It was Royce. Roy, you invented the basement defender.
I did.
You that's can take credit amazing. For it. You can be proud
all right,
of it.
But no, while we were together, do you remember?
He was working out for
yeah,
years.
You were putting the bug in my ear. Yeah, you. Yeah.
No, no, I'm not going to take credit for it.
You and I, Roy, what I'm we saying, invented it.
No, yeah. It was like, don't you remember?
But I'm Steve saying, Jobs right, and go ahead.
No, that wasn't that long ago, and you have 4,000 out there.
Yeah, yeah. It's been an amazing job. Story. Well, thank you. Yeah, it's just been 6 years since we came up with the concept and marketing here, and it's just like I'm surprised we haven't, quite frankly, got more. It's just most
well,
people
course,
don't
you
know
and I
about
think
it.
That way, right?
I know, but it's something we call old sump pumps dumb pumps, mm-hmm. because they don't test themselves and stuff. So it's like having an old flip phone or something. Who would have that technology, especially yes. when the sump pump is what's keeping your basement from flooding, keeping you away from disaster? Why wouldn't you have state of the art? Thank you, Dave. Technology on your sump pump. It's available. Mm-hmm. People don't know it's available. We don't do enough marketing job, but everybody's going to have a smart sump
you
pump.
You do a good job.
Thank you.
Dumb Pumps was the name of your garage band.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. All right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Too.
We're going to come back with Kari Kohler. Is he sleeping? Your son, is he awake? Are you awake there, Tommy?
He's
awake.
He's laughing.
I know Tommy's asleep. I was just looking.
He puts his head down a little bit. And
well, the funny thing is, they're both named Tommy. So that we got Tom Jenke and her son's named Tommy. Yeah, kind of like
first though. Go yeah. cuddle up.
312-981-7200. This is that's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720. We're going to come back with Kari Kohler talking about real estate after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
So, Tommy, so everybody knows what a farmhouse sink is.
It's a fire clay sink. A farmhouse sink basically lays and cradles within the cabinet, but it gives you that 1920s, 1930s, you know, I forget what they call that era.
The Depression.
The Depression.
The roaring
20s. Wake up first thing.
What do you call the late 30s? The Depression.
Yeah,
I remember
you know what?
The Depression.
When I get back to the store after the show, I'm renaming that thing from the Farmington sink to the Depression sink. I'm not sure it's going to have the same shebang, but...
You should have a Hoover line and then like a Roosevelt line, like that's really bad.
And then like a bread line.
A bread line.
Hey, now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Ray Kaplan over the top with a win. 312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So let's get back to that texter. Kari Kohler, for you here, two-story home built on a slab, no basement. Roy said that He could come in and fix the quarter-inch wide, 15-foot-long crack. Question for you is number two on the texters list here. Can I sell the home with this problem as is? Go.
We would highly recommend that it gets fixed. It sounds like it's a fairly easy, simple fix, and then that prevents the buyer from digging to see other problems within the home. So we would suggest that you get it fixed beforehand and then have clean disclosures to give the buyer.
And then number three, can a buyer get a mortgage on this home if the slab is left as is? If the appraiser comes in, which is the eyes of the lender, and says, the eyes of the lender and the servicer who's going to be servicing the loan, and says, hey, there is a question here with a huge crack. We're going to probably need, then the underwriter could say, we want a structural engineering report, which is, then I call Joe and I'm like, who do I have on the docket to call? Because I've made that call before to get a structural engineer in, because they might see, if the appraiser sees something that ain't right, a crack or something's not level, it just puts a huge delay and adds hundreds of dollars to the entire transaction. So I agree with you from the financing side. Get it cleaned up. Get certification. Just like Roy, I sold my home. I had plugs from Roy. I didn't even know that they were Roy. And I said, and then I dug through some stuff when I bought the home, and the seller gave it to me 18 years prior, said PermaSeal did it. I'm like, hey, here you go. It's PermaSeal. And then I put a new drain tile system in. I'm like, this place is bone dry. And I got a PermaSeal
transferable warranty.
And I put a whole new tile system in. And I got it fixed. And to this day, not one drop of water is in that basement. So that is huge when it comes just the peace of mind. I know it's part of your commercials, Roy, but I've been in my basement in my old house when the water built up in the window well. And it blew through the window, and I'm down there with my shop vac sucking the water up and replacing the
carpet. I would love to have a video of that.
It's gone.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly.
Or the other time when you called me up on a Sunday morning and you were schlepping, is what you say?
Schlep.
Through the basement. His basement was flooded in your rental property.
In my rental property.
But I'm like, Dave, get out of the water.
Yeah, because not knowing there were wires running down there.
Don't go to the fuse box.
Yes. All right, we got a couple minutes before the break. We got like 90 seconds. Give me a quick market overview because we were talking about what's going on. People, even though rates are up, our listeners are still buying homes.
Yes, they are. There are people being transferred. There's always, we learned that during COVID, there is always a need for people to move even across the country.
Yes.
So it's very important. Supply is actually still low. It's not incredibly low, yet it's low, which economically gives you an opportunity as a seller to get your home on the market and still get a very good price in the marketplace.
100% death certainty is one. Death is 100% certainty. Divorce is 50% certainty. And listeners wanting to move out of their homes after their kids graduate and not pay the ridiculously high real estate taxes, especially in the area that you represent, which is west of 59 and Lombard, and those areas, the real estate taxes are high. Right, Roy? Right. Because Roy lives out there, right, Tom?
Yep.
Right. Because Tom lives out there, and they could tell you the real estate. And Cook County ain't cheap either. Okay?
And that is exactly why we opened up a company out in Las Vegas, because there is a huge migration from the Chicagoland to Vegas because of it being a tax-friendly state.
We're going to be talking about, we got.
I couldn't move to Vegas.
Right. You could. You'd come and visit me, and you'll love it. No, you'll love it.
He's on lists.
I could not move to Vegas. Yeah.
You should come in October and November.
You don't understand.
He no gets fly up. List.
There's law
there's
enforcement
limits
list.
To things.
Oh, you're not allowed in.
Yeah, they're so.
Oh, they'll let me in.
They just won't let him out. 312-981-7200. Kevin Wellesley, come on. We got to do the news. Kevin and Andy are up next. We're going to pay some bills. Come back with Kari Kohler. 312-981-7200.
I've got to order a pizza.
I know you do. Like, nobody cares on the radio. We got to get to traffic and weather.
Sorry.
Andy's like, so what? 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with more Kari Kohler after news, traffic, and weather.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPro's Home Improvement and Restoration. Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group, Miracle Method, Dykstra Home Services, and Builders Supply Outlet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago, another 2 hours. Are you still seeing a lot of our listeners? How do we get this down? There we go. Are you seeing a lot of our listeners bugging out of Illinois and moving to the Arizonas? I mean, we're seeing a ton of it. Are you seeing that as well?
It was interesting. During COVID was the first time in my career I have seen people move throughout Illinois, which was fun. It was great. Sell a home and buy another one closer to their parents, what have you. Now that things have slowed down a little bit in terms of that, they are moving out of state.
They're just bugging out.
They're bugging out.
We're done. And Vegas is I know Joe's not allowed in because he'll never get out, but
I didn't think a lot of people would move to Vegas.
Oh yeah.
Oh, there are so many Chicagoland people there.
Really?
It is
huge.
Amazing.
Huh.
We went to a cocktail party in our neighborhood and I thought it was a party for Chicago people because everybody was from this area.
That's amazing.
There's a lot of places like that. We're very good at exporting people.
We are very good at it.
Well, it's so hot though, right?
No, it's beautiful. Mountains and lakes and golf courses.
See?
Beautiful. Well,
Florida's hot too, and Tommy,
you know what?
A ton of Chicagoans going to Florida.
We bought in our subdivision that we bought in Florida. There's three residents from Naperville in our subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
Did they put their home up for sale when you bought your home or no? Did they?
Oh yeah, once they knew I was coming.
Yankees here.
Yep.
We're
time
out.
To go.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So why is Vegas so hot? I mean, obviously the taxes.
It's 114 degrees.
Okay, I didn't mean
desert.
It like that. I didn't mean it like that. I understand the equator and all that, and the desert and everything.
But it has nothing to do with the equator.
Why?
Mr. Geography.
He understands
over here.
All that.
Why is the real estate market in Nevada, Las Vegas area, so blazing right now?
Well, it is a beautiful state, and people that enjoy the outdoors, there are so many things for people to do there. The golf courses and hiking and boating is just absolutely amazing. And then, of course, we're finding so many people are now working out of their homes so they can live anywhere in the United States, so they are picking the tax-friendly states.
Florida's the same way, Tommy.
Yes.
Absolutely, yeah. There's no state tax. You know, we're gonna probably look to get residents there ourselves.
Yeah, are you helping follow? Because there are rules, right? You have to follow rules. Somebody told me that moved to Montana that I worked out with that he has to keep a log of how many days he is in Montana, right? And he has to switch his doctors.
He
had to make the total switch there.
They'll also look at your credit card receipts.
Yeah,
because credit card receipts are going to tell whether you're
buying gas. Residency.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. They'll look to, if they question you, they have the ability to audit you. And
State of Illinois doesn't want to let you go for tax reasons.
But I think also, you know, from my standpoint is, you know, we still own a business here and we still own other commercial rental property. So I'm not sure exactly how, and I guess that would be, a Leahy question?
Right. Well, maybe. Or David Schluter.
Schluter
I'll tell you
question.
What, that might not be a bad idea for something to you to cover if you don't already cover, or do you cover that with your clients that are moving out to Las Vegas or other areas? Hey, this is what you need to do in order to establish residency, because obviously you want to get the tax break because it's a huge, huge income tax break if you're making
six figures.
It's a substantial savings not to have to pay the Illinois income tax.
And today, with dual couples working, six figures is not uncommon.
$250,000 income.
Exactly.
You know, you're at 100 grand. And to make 100 grand, it used to sound like a lot. Make 100 grand, you're keeping up with the Joneses. And guess what? The Joneses are freaking broke. Okay. So are you tutoring and guiding and leading your advising is probably a better word, your clients that are moving to the Las Vegas area?
Absolutely. That's really important to us to provide that type of service for our clients. All I have to say about the credit card bills is I have plenty in Las Vegas to prove I spend a lot of money there.
Oh, boy.
MGM. And you've got an affiliate also in the Colorado area.
Yes. We have an office in Denver and service the Denver area, too, which is another absolutely
blazing
gorgeous.
Hot market, and it snows there, Joe.
Are you moving there, Curry?
No, I am. I live in three places, basically,
really?
And I work in three places, and I enjoy
Where?
It so much. So, Chicagoland, Denver, and Las Vegas.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, she's got offices in all three. So there you go.
And
yeah.
It's actually easy to keep a log because all you do is go back and look at your plane records. So that it works really easily.
And there's also something on the cell phone, I think, that they could monitor.
Come on, they can GPS you anywhere.
Right, through geofencing.
They know where you are right now, David.
Right. I know they are.
Your wife doesn't, you know, but everybody does.
All these AI devices that you have throughout the house, because I've got them in my house here and the house down there. So, you know, artificial intelligence finds you anywhere.
So real quick, you wanted to cover something else before we hit the break about you got a couple of listings coming up or a couple of homes that are coming on the market or on the market that you want to put a spotlight on.
Yes, I just wanted to mention one is on Swan Road. It is about 8,000 square feet. It's under 3 acres. It's an absolutely beautiful home with a gated entrance. It has a pool and a pool house that I would actually just like to move into the pool house.
Nice pool
it's
house.
That pretty. Yes, it's gorgeous.
How much is that? Something like that.
That is 1.6 and all of the furniture is included. So you can just turn the key and move right in. It's in immaculate condition. And then we also just took another home of one of my really good friends at 402 South River Lane in Geneva. It is right on the Fox River.
Is that the one you put on Facebook that I like?
It is.
Yeah,
it
that
is.
Looked like a nice, good house.
It's beautiful. And they just had the basement finish, and it's gorgeous. And that is priced at $1,290,000, and it's a highly desirable area. So.
All right, so we have some comments here. 847, then we'll hit a break, so get ready, Nikki. My son and his fiance just built a home in Verde, Nevada.
Okay.
Verde. Every new home in their subdivision sold immediately and all at starting prices of $650,000. Crazy. So it just tells you how that market has not cooled off yet, and they're still, because of the demand, people are moving out of Illinois and into these other states. It's just a fact.
Again, and Colorado is one of those you know, if you're an outdoor enthusiast, it's hard to beat that state.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. You get off the plane and you're like, it's like a postcard.
Totally.
And that airport's amazingly, gigantically huge.
And it's growing. It's getting bigger by the day.
It's unbelievable. If our listeners want to reach out to you, we're going to be talking more real estate later in the show. What's the best number to reach you?
My personal cell at 630-673-4586, thekohlergroup.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Dave Haas, you ready? You ready to talk
Let's
about
this? Let's do it.
Because Tommy didn't
Come over
know.
Here.
Tommy wanted to know more, and I'm not. He would like to learn more about your Easy Step transition, and I think you guys could do.
Why is that, Tom?
Well, because I was in the bathtub industry. I'm interested to hear how he converts a pre-existing tub into one of these more accessible.
But Tommy, you've never been on this show before. You don't know. You sit right next to him, and he's actually famous for this.
This might be our first time we sat next to each other, though.
Yeah, that's it. See, there's the difference.
312-9817.
Do you remember when you made Dave Haas bring in
a
sample?
I brought it.
To be on the radio, Roy. How amazing is that,
I can't believe he didn't bring it in today. So
no, he had to bring in a giant sample. David told him to. To be on the radio with something like you could show the listeners.
I thought it was great. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to come back with Dave Haas after these messages. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter 8?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for him. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Ray from Underline. I'm going to have one of my guys call you. About a bankruptcy and getting a refinance after a bankruptcy. You could get an FHA loan 1 year after a 13, 2 years after a 7. Fannie Freddie, 2 years after a 13, 4 years after a 7. But one of my guys will follow up with you. And Allen and Downers, Rich Dykstra Sr. will be calling you to answer your flickering light question with your AC. We got to throw it over to David Haas right now. So David, Tom Janke, David Haas. You have I find the Easy Step fascinating.
Yeah.
Can you explain to Tom Janke, who has sold thousands of bathtubs, what process you go through, both on the cast iron side and on the composite side.
Yeah. Well, and that, well, let's start with the iron because, you know, that's the most difficult to deal with. And,
listen to this, Kari. This is great. I don't know if you've heard this yet either.
And I mentioned that my father was a general contractor my whole life, so I watched him many times remodel a whole bathroom and leave the bathtub right where it was. And so you have maybe people are refinishing them or whatever. And that, you know, that's the backstory of how I started doing this. But the solution to keep people in their homes and make it easier for a much lower price is we actually cut the tub. We cut a hole, if you will, like a U shape in the existing tub. And we have a product that this great company in Ohio makes, and it basically installs right there in place, caulk it in, and we're done in less than 4 hours. And
so you could step in.
So you're stepping. Yeah, think about it like step over, right? So you don't even want to step on it.
It's a transition.
The whole idea is to just get. Sometimes it's easier just. Some tubs are. Dave, remember we had long talk about the tub that you had once where you had to jump in.
Yeah.
Very high. But sometimes they're eight, you know, more than.
Right. But
than
explain this. Okay. So you put this U-shaped apparatus in. Is there a door on it?
There can be. There is one that is, we call it the convertible. And that has a think of it like a plug that will plug right into that hole and ratchets down with some little speed handles. And then you can use it as a bathtub still.
Yeah.
Or bathe the grandkids in many cases.
Right, because otherwise, I mean, you obviously, when you cut that big U shape, that was, because when you look, there's a lot of step-in bathtubs that are out there.
Yeah,
you
know, so not to
American
confuse
Standard
it.
Kohler.
Right, not to confuse sense. It with that walk-in tub where you actually sit down, close the door, and you sit there. This is working with what you got and spending less money than that big remodel.
As opposed to changing it to a shower.
Right, changing it to a full shower, and we all know how that could go. But this will be done fast, and it'll get you in and out, and it allows people that additional time, that little additional access. Think about 14 or 19 inches, lowering it down to about 6. Or
how many thousands of bathtubs? I'm not being funny here. How many thousands of bathtubs? Because Joe will say, well, you're never funny.
Yeah, I was going to wonder. You should announce that at the beginning of the show.
I know. I just wanted to point that out because I knew that was coming. How many bathtubs in your lifetime have you sold? Thousands? 10,000?
Oh, 10,000. I mean, I was in the business for 28 years, or 29 years.
Okay, so having a company, a trusted partner, after selling a bathtub, the client has a stroke, gets into a car accident. I mean, whatever happens, you know, the thousands of things that could happen, has a neurological challenge and can't transition as best. How valuable is having this transition easy step that you've never heard of before and you sold tens of thousands of bathtubs?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great product. One of the things that I have a question is when we were manufacturing tubs, we did a lot of tubs that were the 19 inches because a typical tub, a cast iron tub, is only 14 and a half inches in height. So we were producing tubs that were 19, 21, but they also had armrests in it.
Yep.
So how do you get around if somebody has one of these deeper soaking tubs with an armrest, because that apparatus, I mean, how does it fit around an armrest?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have both services available where we can actually put together a custom cut for I'll give you an example. We had a great customer up in Mundelein, and that he had a huge, I think the same tub that you had, just a huge jetted tub. And it was going to ruin his entire bathroom. And we actually cut out the jets. We did some fiberglass repairs there, refinished the whole tub. We cut the tub out. This would be a good one for the Facebook post or something, before and after picture, because this one blew my mind. I was really impressed with the team, with my team, for putting it together. And again, these customers had access to their bathtub now for a fraction of the price of remodeling their whole bathroom.
And you actually removed the jets?
Yeah, that's a fun process, too. So this is a nice one for people that have really these jetted tubs that they don't use anymore. A lot of people don't use
them
anymore.
It's so 1990.
Well, some people don't even take a bath anymore. And so that's the piece where you don't need that plug convertible unit because you're never going to take a bath. So cut the tub, and it's now a shower, and you don't have to worry about that. And if you don't have grandkids to bathe, then you're fine. But I'm going to tell you, we could put it back together again. too, and refinish the tub in cases of fiberglass or a cast iron. So you can actually put it back together, make it a tub again if you wanted, and then sell the house to a small family.
Tom's giving you a look like you were out of your mind.
Like I'm a magician sometimes. Right.
No, I'm just trying to think because, you know, when we were manufacturing, we did both gel coat and we also did acrylic. Mm. And obviously, I think acrylic was probably a bigger seller. But that's tough refinishing an acrylic tub.
I had a neat one down here in the city recently, and I'm gonna show you a picture of this when we're off the air because I have not seen it before.
He doesn't believe a word you're saying.
No, I do. I absolutely
believe it. I don't know if I'm gonna say the right thing, but it was a poured ceramic, or it was 4 inches of ceramic porcelain. Porcelain finish. But I'm gonna show you the picture. See, this tub was something I'd never seen before, and it was really interesting. We cut through it, and again, same thing. I mean, just so costly to remodel a condo right here on the lake, and these folks needed access.
So let's just say, you know, it's a Kohler Villager. That was a very
popular tub.
The Villager was their number one selling tub.
That one I know.
So typically, what would be a cost? I know things can vary, but what would be a cost for just doing the U-shape?
And then hold that thought because it's 9:29 and 50 seconds.
That's a great teaser.
So the cost, and it has nothing to do with Kari Kohler. It has to do with, Kari had nothing to do with the bathtub, the design, the making, or the installation of that Kohler tub.
I wish it did.
She wished she did.
Don't you wish you would be calling Herb Kohler daddy?
That's right. Yes. And so does Tommy, who's barely awake in the in the production room, wished he was part of that Kohler family.
Yes.
Not this Kohler family. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with more of David Haas talking about the investment, not the cost. It's an investment of making an easy step cut in your existing bathtub after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's a Mega Bros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. David Haas, Miracle Method, located in Addison? Is that
in Villa Park?
Gosh dang it. What? But you're
on Addison Road, though, so it's off, a fair...
Oh, it's close.
Yeah, fair blooper.
What are you rolling your eyes, Roy? I got the Addison. It's close to Addison Boulevard there, right? Street, road, something like that? I get a point for the effort. So I want to bring Kari Kohler in on this here, David Haas. How important is it when you're selling a home, right, to be able, or buying a home, right? If David Haas and his crew went in to reconfigure a bathtub, and somebody wants the bathtub because they have young kids, right, and they got to bathe your kids, and that's a big thing, right? I have 3 girls. I've got hundreds of baths in my history here. How important is it to be able to quickly transition that tub back? And have you ever seen one of his products in the thousands of homes that you've sold?
Well, I'm bummed that I have not seen one of your products, and I'm really looking forward to looking on his website and checking them out. And we are selling a lot of homes lately for people that need those types of things.
Sure.
So I'm excited for the connection. So in terms of if a young family were to move into the home, so most families only want one bathtub in the home for the most part because they like the fancy showers these days. So I guess the answer would be it would be important depending on the season of life of the buyer.
All right, now let's talk about the investment, Joe. To redo pull out a bathtub and put in a shower, what are we talking? $8,000 to $15,000? And again, basic stuff.
We're up around $15,000 for converting a shower.
Demolition.
A shower. Yeah.
And that's going in pretty much with a basic shower. But now you start adding.
Right, the triple sprayer heads and all that.
Yeah, body sprays and overhead showers
and
all that.
Yeah, please understand what's involved. The plumbing's all done, right? And tying into something. And this way, nothing gets disturbed.
And it also depends, too. I mean, you know, out in the burbs, you have larger master bathrooms.
Sure.
So when you do that, we just finished doing our master bathroom, and you know, the price was a lot higher than that. But then we took out the old tub that was sitting in the in the deck and put a freestanding tub in.
15 by 30 foot master shower, Joe.
By Tommy. 30 foot?
Yeah, 15 by 30.
15 by 30.
Well, it's a shower and it's a jogging. It's also a jogging track.
All in case you break out into a sweat.
Yes, and that way I can jog and then just hit the water and.
pretend you're jogging in the rain.
Yes.
That's awesome.
No, though. Actually, what I do is I jog.
We don't want to know. We don't want to know.
Singing in the rain.
We can end that right there.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the investment of doing. So we've got anywhere from 8 to 15 up to $50,000 to do if you go.
How much is this miracle
method? How much is the miracle?
Yeah, in most cases, let's give you a range because the fiberglass and steel tend to be quicker work and the iron is the more difficult thing. But let's say up to $2,200 or so typically. And hopefully we're also including grab bars in and doing some, we have a bathroom safety package that we're putting together for folks. And
so you've done a lot of these for mega customers.
A lot of them and for your customers. Yeah. We have a new partnership with Lowe's and the installation team for Lowe's, and they have a Lowe's livable home thing, which is great. And and I'd say we do, let's just say multiple a week, every single week.
Okay, so
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Let's go back to how long does it take to demolish a?
Yes, the disruption to take a shower, take a tub out, and then convert it. You're still two weeks out, 3 weeks out.
And the one thing I always tell people when they come to our store and they're looking at buying vanities and doing this this whole remodel, have everything at the house before you start.
We will not touch a job.
Right.
No
cabinetry. I mean, you know,
faucets.
Cabinetry comes on a truck. You know, who knows? Sometimes there could be a little damage on the cabinet. Mm-hmm. Find all this out. You know, the fastest way to go from start to finish is have everything here.
Yeah.
But this is cut out bathtub time.
You're 2-3 weeks out, but how long is that bathroom out of commission? Is it the 2-3 weeks where it's completely, you can't
use it? Yes, and when I say that, it's going to depend on finishes, right? Tile and that kind of thing. So
2-3 weeks.
2 weeks out for sure.
2 weeks out for sure. Tommy?
Well, a lot of times, like right now, we finished our bathroom, and now we couldn't order mirrors until all the vanities were on.
Good
so
point.
Now the mirrors are 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's another 3 weeks.
You realize, of course, we're just talking about a bathtub to a shower, but that's fine.
Right.
Oh, do you have mirrors in your shower?
Yes.
Oh, really? My God.
On the ceiling. That's a whole other story.
This is the weirdest shower.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about the ceiling shower. Great. Mirrors.
How did we go? This is cut out bathtub.
Okay,
no,
but
okay. No, well, I'll jump back in because I think I know where you're going here.
Exactly.
And that is to say that we do this job in typically 4 hours or less.
4 hours or less.
Wow.
And what I will tell folks, and also one of the guys on the team, Len, who's in a lot of homes, he's our field manager, and he always he tell people, you can always blow it up. He calls it the grenade approach. I mean, you can always remodel it.
Sure,
right. But you need some access now, and you need to figure out what you can and can't do sometimes with your family members. And we're doing a lot of work with customers for their parents still. So this is how we educate, and it's a great process for people.
But your company, you do refinishing of both cast iron, fiberglass. How long does that, if you do a cast iron tub, somebody's got the, you know, a fresh green or a harvest gold and they want to make it white.
Yep.
I mean, that's what's typically going on. What is the longevity of that refinishing?
Yeah. And with a great team like we have and trained professionals doing the work, prepping them properly, it's going to add another 10 or 15 years of life. And you can do it again. There are cast iron tubs, and we have a lot of clawfoot tubs that we do.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that type of work. And you could change the color in the next 5 years. You could change it again.
How long does it take?
To which part?
To change the color.
Did the refinishing work we do. So really you're doing, most of our jobs are between 2 and 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah, and the tubs are faster, of course. But,
and
you know, it's
and
one thing.
Say to refinish a an old cast iron tub, not just a standard 60x32.
Yeah.
How much would cost to refinish? Typically?
And sometimes they've been done before, so we have some extra prep time. But up to $600 or $700 typically.
Okay. Well, that's a lot less than pulling. I mean, it's going to cost you $600 to $700 to put a new a colder tub if that's the tub of choice. You know, plus you have the installation and everything else.
If you could find the tub that you want to replace it with.
Right.
Because a lot of those tubs, those older tubs that you've had for 50 years, you know, you could try to replicate them. But there's something about those tubs that people don't want to.
And sometimes drains don't match.
Sure.
So you got plumbing work and everything.
So I have
else.
The best two people in the room to ask. Also, we talk to customers about what it takes to remove an iron tub if you wanted to. If you did want to get rid
sledgehammer.
Of it. And sledgehammers. And you know
it.
And
so
what else can go wrong, right, with that?
Everything below.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plumbing shaking, rattling the house. I mean.
I did want to add that a lot of our customers, they will call us if they're bringing a sick parent home, right? And yes. That's when this helps out.
Yes, yeah.
So we can actually, you know, do what it takes, whether it's a ramp or anything outside, and we could cut that tub in.
Yep.
And then, Tommy, when that homeowner is getting ready to move and sell the home, he reinstalls it. Okay, mm-hmm. he puts it back, Tom. He makes what? It.
Yeah, this is a fun part, right, Tom? I like it. That genuine surprise on his face.
Okay, I know.
I wish like the people at home could see him. I love it.
But here.
With fiberglass and iron. Go ahead, Joe.
You save the piece.
Resave the piece, yeah. So we'll save the piece. What? Well, actually, we'll let you save it.
I was going to say.
Put it in your attic or your garage.
I'm thinking of a warehouse.
You have a card catalog.
Yeah.
So if you save that piece, particularly the iron and that fiberglass, you can't do it with steel, but the steel tub's toast when you cut it. But we put them back together, and then that's where the refinishing comes in, and then it's like it never happened.
Tom,
okay,
you need to get out to Addison Street in Villa Park. Villa Park,
that's it.
Do
you have a showroom there?
We do. Yeah, we have a showroom that shows the easy step. It also shows all the great refinishing work that the team does.
Also, great at refinishing cabinets. You wouldn't like that because you like to sell.
You sell new cabinets,
but.
Yeah,
but it's okay.
You've done it for many customers.
There are a lot of fish in.
See, Tommy doesn't like that.
Yeah,
like,
Tommy doesn't like
that. Stay away from that, Joe.
Cut to camera two.
Yeah, cut to camera two.
No, but you do a great job refinishing cabinets.
Silence mic four.
Right. Yeah.
See what I mean?
Phone number, if our listeners want to reach out to you.
Yeah, please call us, 630-832-2250 and miraclemethod.com/Chicago.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Tom Jenke's coming up talking about exterior doors after this break. 312-981-7200 if you have any home improvement, any water, basement, flood, any buying and selling, any type of resurfacing, any type of cabinet, any type of question whatsoever. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. And this is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The texter pointed out I did make a mistake.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
Mark this, the first mistake I've made.
What did you do?
It's not free credit report. It's annual credit report.
Big mistake.
So you go to annualcreditreport.com.
Thank you for the correction.
I would say be careful how you type it because it would take you to a very unique set of sites. And then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We're going to throw it to Tommy, but first, Tommy, we got Karen in Orland Park with a bathtub question, which I know you're excited about. I don't know if it's for you or for David. Karen, thanks for calling the show. What's your question about a bathtub?
Okay, thank you. I have been living in a 25-year-old townhome. It has a beautiful jacuzzi tub with a shower, but I'm wondering, would I ever be able to change it with, like, I don't know how they would do that, take the tub out and put a walk-in tub in there someday? Or if I needed to sell this place, would it be harder to sell? Because people love their jacuzzis. I don't even know if this could be done.
Well, first question first, how popular are jacuzzis in a 25-year-old townhouse that our listener Karen in Orland Park, how prevalent are 25-year-old, how desirable are 25-year-old jacuzzis today?
So it's common to see that in a 25-year-old townhome. However, of course, they're wanting, you know, the buyers are wanting something more modern.
Right.
You can still sell it, though, with that in there. It's not a problem.
Not a deal killer.
It's just icing on the cake to have something that is, you know, more modern.
All right, Tommy, what does it cost to replace? And Dave, what's the cost to convert? Are we going down the right path here, Karen, or am I off track?
No, you're perfectly on track. What would it cost to convert?
All right, convert it, Dave. So
yeah, I think that would probably be a bigger Dave question. But they do make shower bases now that have end drains.
Okay.
They have them with seats, and they also have end drains. But Dave might have other products, too, that he could talk to you about.
Yeah, if you're talking about what I think you're talking about, it sounds like we would be able to convert it to that tub and shower in that same range.
Right.
If we're talking about that easy step, and we're going to post a couple pictures of a pretty unique jetted tub that we converted, and right. hopefully that will help answer.
We'll send it over to Julian and Brendan and ask him to throw it up on the right. the Home Sweet Home Chicago Facebook page. But Tommy, what if you were going to completely replace it?
If you're going to completely replace it, I mean, you could do one of two things. You can do a poured in place base.
Okay. Sounds expensive.
Yeah, I mean, it can. It's less expensive to buy, say, an acrylic seated base. You know, everybody still likes that seated base, especially women shaving the legs. Sometimes if you put steam in there, but it probably your least expensive is going out and buying one of these pre-manufactured bases. If you do, and Joe would probably speak to it more than I could, as far as the cost of laying in the fabric and mm-hmm. building your own custom base.
Sure. Is that what you're looking for,
Karen?
Yes, I just didn't know whether someday I want to remove this jacuzzi. There are 88 units here. We all have jacuzzis. For some of the people, love them, and others are, you know, they're getting older, and they feel that, mm-hmm. you know, you really have to bring your leg up high to get over the side of a jacuzzi that's in here. And we're wondering if we would be ahead by converting them.
Tommy?
Well, one of the things, and Kari brought it up before, I don't know, do you have another bathroom that has a tub in it?
Oh, no. You know what? I have a lower level, and it has a walk-in shower. That is, you know, that's not the problem. But some people really like these easy steps. And I just wondered what the price would be to do all that.
There you go. How much?
Yeah. So, again, I'd say up to $2,000.
Up to $2,000.
Oh, that's not bad.
Not bad at all.
But remember, she's got a whirlpool, so it is, now you're not only carving out the tub, you've got all the jets.
And then, we find, you know, so that's what we need to take a look at. And that's why posting those pictures are going to help you out.
Karen, how old are you?
I am 70.
I love that. She's 70 years old with $2,000 laying around, Roy. Steamer trunks full of cash. $2,000. That's not bad.
Bag of shells.
I'm like, all right, 70 years old. You're right in my lane there, Karen, in Orland. I'm out in the southwest suburbs every once in a while.
I don't know if that's going to make Karen feel good.
I don't really care. I'm looking for a sugar mama out in Orland Park. Oh, God. It's got a jacuzzi, Roy. No. You never know.
No. Oh, man. We all need that laugh on Saturday morning, and you give it to us.
I give it to him, Joe. That's right. Tommy, you wanted to add something?
And this is from the start of where everybody calls it a jacuzzi. Jacuzzi is a brand name Kleenex.
It's a whirlpool tub. Boy is going to tell us all that.
Yeah, I always say jetted. I always say jetted tub, too.
I used to make bathtubs. Tell us that story.
No, I really don't want to.
Karen, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. We're going to take a quick break at the top of the hour. Come back with Tom Janke with Exterior Doors, 312-981-7200. And for the 312 texter that wants to know, are you reading texts for Home Sweet Home Chicago? Yes, we are reading them. They are in front of us, and we love to get texts. 312-981-7200. That's why I say that's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We also like to see pictures. So send in your pictures, send in your texts, and give us a call, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPro's Home Improvement and Restoration, Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group, Miracle Method, Dykstra Home Services, and Builder Supply Outlet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Thank you, David Jennings. I love David Jennings. Love that voice. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Let's talk doors, Tommy.
I know
we've been 2 hours after we initially talked doors, but you had talked about how now you should start talking about doors because, let's face it, sometime down the road here, we live in Chicago.
Well, just
winter is coming.
Now we have that.
Winter is coming.
One of the greatest series.
And we
of all time.
See, I mean, everybody's sitting back amazed going, wait a minute, in 3 weeks, the kids are going back to school.
Yeah.
And they're going, wait a minute, what happened to summer? We didn't really have a spring.
And in 4 months.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
I love that. I can't stop it. I love that almost as much as...
Could you stop it, though?
We haven't heard this in a long time.
Look at Kylie go.
I like it.
Who doesn't? Go ahead, Tom.
So we have competitors that, you know, they're advertising doors. You go in and you talk to them about a door, they will order you a door. It's 14, 16 weeks. We have them in stock. And one of the things my very talented marketing gal said, hey, when you go on the show today, talk about our Signamark doors. Signamark is a major manufacturer. I think they manufactured down in the Carolinas.
Does your marketing gal have a name?
Yes, Kelly.
Kelly. Yes. Kelly, your marketing gal.
It used to be Kelly O'Neill, but it is now Kelly Wasser as of New Year's Eve when she got married here.
Mazel tov to Kelly Wasser O'Neill.
She is the one. She's the very talented one that does all of our website that you can see all these doors. But we got a special buy on these Signamark doors. They're an exterior fiberglass door. They're either in a craftsman style or in a six-light style. And these, normally people are selling them for $1,300, $1,400. We have them at $699.
Wow.
So we've got both left and right-hand swings. But one of the things that's happening with our company is we're kind of evolving into being the best in a category that we can be. And for those categories that we're not, we're getting rid of them. We're getting out of the flooring business. But we're enhancing our doors. We're enhancing our vanities.
Bidets? You have bidets?
No bidets.
Okay.
You know what? People don't use bidets.
Joe, there's an opportunity.
Because what they
I'm
do now.
I'm going to get one, though.
Yeah.
We're putting one in, Tom.
The bidet seats.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're getting.
Yes. I've got several of them at my house.
He's got one in his car, Joe.
I do have one in my car. I have it in my trunk. Come on over and use it, Joe.
You have weird hygiene habits.
You know what? I'll tell you one thing. I put in a bidet seat about 13 years ago. I will never, ever be without one.
Hmm.
I just put one in.
I've never tried one.
You know what? If you try it.
Let's go around the room.
Let's go around the room. But wait a minute. We're talking
Roy,
doors
you ever
here.
Do a bidet, Roy?
Yes, I have.
Curry?
Well, I do not have one.
Did you ever
Yes, I did.
As you know, my wife's from Argentina, an exclusive home product down. I mean, every bathroom I've ever been in Argentina has got a bidet.
Dave, it's just me and you.
That's right. I've got one. It's unplugged. Right. Go ahead, Tom. Back to you.
Oh, you haven't used it?
I haven't used it. It's a pain. I don't know. I got an instruction booklet and like a remote control larger than my TV. Right. I'm like, I'll just go back to the old school. Go ahead, Tom.
When we talk about doors, we have the Signamark doors, but we also have a door that we're having made custom for us, and that's called the Marquee door. And actually, I was just talking to Kari about this. We import them in. We have another truckload of them coming this next week. And it is not, you know, because people look at exterior doors. You have wood, you have steel, and then you've got fiberglass.
Fiberglass.
These are composite.
What does that mean?
Composite is a different type of a fiberglass door. When you have a fiberglass, you spray fiberglass. When it's composite, you use a matted material that goes into a press that's a heated platen, and they basically come out in two skins, and they put the skins together. But these doors, they also line the doors with they don't put wood in it. They put microlams in it. This door is heavy as can be, but a microlam will never warp. And then when they do it, when they do the finishing on it, they finish it exactly like a piano. You look at this finish. I mean, look at a Steinway piano and put this door next to it. It'll look like a Steinway.
Isn't that animal cruelty with the micro lambs? Or is there?
No. It's not. Well, they're just baby lambs.
They're baby
fit
lambs?
They in there really well.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah. And, you know, at night when they're babies, you don't hear them go bah that much. So
you've got, like, cartoon imaginations.
Of course I do.
No, I thought you said lamb. What's the micro, whatever you said?
A micro lam is basically, it's a layered product of wood that they laminate together.
Laminate. Thank you, Roy.
It's like fancy plywood.
Lam is laminate. Yes, okay. It's a very fancy plywood.
Right.
But so anyway, these composite doors come in next week. We're going to have probably 250 of these things in stock. So you could come to the store and buy them, and it's in stock.
What about the insulation value? Does it keep the cold out?
Oh, my gosh. The fiberglass door is an excellent product for insulation. But this not only is the insulation, but there was a friend of mine. I put one of these doors on his house, and he lives in St. Charles. he's in a construction area where they're building a lot of houses.
Sure, a lot of noise
around him. He says you would not believe how it lessened the noise.
Wow.
with this door. I mean, it is incredible. This door is probably twice the weight of a fiberglass door. So when you open and close that
thing, it's
a beast.
Okay, and what's the investment difference?
The investment difference is probably a couple, $200-$400 difference on a single door.
Wow.
Well, the reason being is because it's our door. We actually went to a manufacturer, and we're having it manufactured for us, so we cut out the middleman.
Got it.
We set up our own importing, you know, our own containers, and I will tell you one thing, it is a door second to none, and nobody in Chicago has it but us.
Do you have them now, or are they coming in a couple of weeks?
No, I've had them now. I've got them on display. The other thing is just we have our own mill workshop inside of our store, so we can also customize. I cannot say that we can customize these doors by cutting them down.
Sure.
Because they're already, plus the jams, which is the framework around the door, is all composite on these. So when you put it in, you're done for life.
I like that. I love those. What are they called? Forever jams?
Well, it's a composite.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we call this the Forever. It's a Marquee Door is the brand that we do it under, but it's called the Forever Door. You put a door like this in, you're
can you change the color down the road if you wanted to, or are you stuck with the color forever?
No, you can rough up that surface and change the color. You'll just never get that same. You'll never replicate that finish because it's a 20-step finish on the marquees.
Wow. Okay. Yes, Carrie.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, when you are selling your home or even when you're just having your friends over, you forget how important your front door is. That is the very first impression of your home. Mm-hmm. And so many people's front doors, we don't go in and out of them anymore.
It's all the garage.
We go through the garage. So you don't even realize what your front door looks like. It is so important. It makes such a huge impression. Of course, I'm going to say, especially when you're selling your home.
Sure.
Right. And you know, going beyond the Marquee Door, the SignaMark doors, we also stock hundreds. We have, in 2 weeks, we have another load of 800 fiberglass blank doors. And then we go to the manufacturers, we buy the glass. We actually will put the glass into the fiberglass door. We have people, in the city of Chicago, we have people with 10-inch jams, which a normal jam in a typical house is under 5 inches. We'll build 10-inch jams. I mean, we'll customize doors. We take 80-inch high doors and we'll make them 78 inches. We could do that with our fiberglass doors. Biggest thing is go to a big box store, order one of these. You're going to be probably 8 to 10, maybe 12 weeks. With us, 1 week.
So not only for homeowners, but for contractors as well.
Oh,
remodeler,
yeah.
That's life-saving.
Oh, yeah. And you know, like the Marquee Door, we just had a contractor. What town is the Obama house in?
Hyde Park.
Hyde Park. He just bought, I think he bought 10 of these.
And for our listeners who don't know what Hyde Park is, it's southeast side of Chicago, 100-year-old houses plus, and they're beautiful old houses.
And
they're gorgeous.
That is an affluent area.
Oh, very affluent area.
I mean, he bought these Marquee Doors for us. His customers love it.
Not President Obama, but your
contractor.
Client.
But I couldn't remember the name of Hyde Park. He says it was a game changer for the face and the look of it.
Well, it's all that big brick
stone,
jam, right?
Stone and brick,
a lot of limestone.
So if you couldn't do that jam, you'd be building that on site.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, absolutely.
And these are 100-year-old houses. These are turn-of-the-century houses.
Right, I get it.
Yeah, but that's beautiful houses.
And again, from the Marquee Doors, we really can't customize those. But if you have a situation where you've got a transom, you've got big side lights or whatever, we can build all that. So we can build to your opening instead of you having to revise your opening. It's not so difficult to revise your opening in a framed house. But when you start talking about brick openings and what have you, and Joe could attest to that, is trying to cut out brick and make things match.
It's expensive.
Yeah, it's very expensive. So the biggest thing you could do with us, and it goes from vanities to doors, you know, to faucets to vanity tops, come in. We have it in stock.
anything's possible if you have enough money to invest in the project.
Sure.
Right. So if our listeners want more information, come out and see the entire process within your shop.
How many miles are we east of the Oak Brook Shopping
5 miles
Mall?
East, 10 miles west. Go.
10
because if you go 5 miles west, you got to circle back
10 miles back. But I'll tell you, you'll be able to see all these doors. Go to our website. You'll see the pricing on the web. People and some of these doors, especially like the double doors that Curry and I were just talking about, you'll easily spend $8,000 to $9,000 to $10,000 on these doors. You'll buy a double marquee door for probably $3,800, $3,900.
Phone number, website for our listeners.
Website is buildersupplyoutlet.com. And I emphasize builder because everybody wants to pluralize it. Or you can call 708-343-3900.
We got Sue and Palatine that's been hanging on. Ray, you also been hanging tight. We're going to do a roundtable when we get back. 312-981-7200. We got a bunch of text messages that came in for everybody as well. We'll try to get to as many as possible on the air. If not, our experts will contact you after the show. 312-981-7200-847. Miracle Method is awesome. There you go, David Haas. 312-981-7200. Had an old yellow tub, horrible, surrounded, and you turned a pig into a princess. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you to Douglas Wilson, Anita Goldberg, Susan Vandervoot, Janet Gooderham.
How many did you pronounce right?
I don't know.
I just hope that Mr. Goldenhain isn't saying that's not my name.
Goodderham. How would you pronounce it? Gooderhama.
Gooderhomer.
Well, how else can you pronounce that?
Could you please call in Mr. Gooderham?
I just keep going. It's all in the presentation, Joe.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's funny what we get away with.
312. You have no idea. 312-981-7200. Miracle Method is awesome. Had an old yellow tub and horrible surround. Looked at the competition, and they all were overpriced. I was intrigued hearing David on your show. There you go, David.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Called him and interviewed him. This guy, his guy came up to Antioch. Okay, and did a fabulous job, Mike in Antioch. So find out, Mike, who Mike is in Antioch that you talked to, and say thank you. We got his phone number, too.
Good job, David.
Thank you.
Sue in Palatine, you've got a fireplace question. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you, and thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for holding on for so long. What's going on?
Yeah. I don't use the fireplace very much at all, a couple times a year. And I had it inspected. I'm going to be selling the house. I need to have that inspected. And the inspector said that the bricks on the inside of the chimney are, there's gaps between the bricks. The the caulking in some instances is breaking away or coming out or whatever, and he's saying I need a liner, which he's saying is going to cost me $7,000 to $8,000.
Who did you go to get that? Was it Lindemann? Did you call Lindemann Chimney?
No.
Well, that's who's on our show. That's who I trust. I don't know who you did. Is that sound reasonable? $7,000 to $8,000, or does that sound high?
I have no idea the size or anything. But quite honestly, I trust Lindemann.
Yeah, here's what I'm going to do, Sue and Palatine. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, because that's what we do if you call.
But and just have Lindemann
check it. I'm going to have one of Mike's guys give you a call. So Mike Bodart is the president of Lindemann Chimney, and actually texted with him this morning. I'm going to text him your information, and I'm going to have him reach out to you and have a team member of his come out and take a peek in your chimney and give you an estimate as well.
And again, I'm not saying that's high or low.
We have no idea.
I have no idea what's involved.
That's a specialty product, and you don't want to be screwing around with the chimney, because even if you sell the house, Kari, listen, I sold my house, and they wanted to know how to start the fireplace. I'm like, I don't know. I used my fireplace, lived in the home 16 years, maybe four times. I never used it, you know.
Right.
But you know, I'm like, I'm not going to tell you how to start the fireplace.
Well, yeah.
You're going to blow the house
up. Yeah. And the bill he left me, he in parentheses, he said, do not use.
Oh, great. Well, that's not safe then. Okay.
I'm going to sell a house like this?
No, you can't.
I don't think so.
No.
No. So I'm sure it's a crack flu.
Right.
I don't know what's involved.
Here's what we're going to do, Sue. Mike's located up north. His shop's, I think, in Lake Bluff or something. He'll send a team out, a tech out, and give you an honest and fair market-driven assessment. Okay, Sue?
That's great.
Yeah, we don't want you to be unsafe.
Yeah.
Okay, so, anything else? You. Anything else?
No.
You having fun today? Are you enjoying the show?
I am. I always do.
All right. Well, B96, I think B96 is running like in the top 10 of dance songs. If you get bored, not on Saturdays.
You are.
I am. That's right. I have a playlist of the top 10 dance songs in my car. I thought it was on B96. But thanks for listening, Sue. Hang on for your Mr. Floyd Cleaning Product. We're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. 312-981.
Thank you.
Oh no, thank you. Thank you, Sue. I thought I put you on hold. I'm sorry. Tell Jack what Mr. Floor cleaning product you would like complimentary of Mr. Floor. You could also go to MrFloor.com, type in WGN for a discount on your first order of the best cleaning products on the planet. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is WGN Radio 720 WGN.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Here we go. 312-981-7200. Ray, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks, David, for having me back.
Sure, buddy. You got a question about bankruptcy.
Yeah. Well, basically what it amounts to is this. I have a very good friend. Him and I, we go back as far as, let me put it to you this way. You remember Southeast Asia, right?
Yeah, sure. Vietnam.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, he's a Vietnam vet, and I am as well. And the situation is that, first off, I got to explain. He's the world's greatest procrastinator.
Okay.
You know, he's the kind of a guy, he'll let problems pile up.
I got you.
There's almost nothing he can do.
We only got 20 minutes left in the show, buddy, so cut to the chase.
Yeah, don't worry, it'll be quick. So he had a BK a number of years ago, and it's like I said earlier, it was the big blowout number 7.
Chapter 7.
And, but this was like 10, 12 years now, okay? Yep. And obviously, you know, to my way of thinking and your way, well, that's pretty much the end of it. Not his way. Anyway, so him and his cousin, they bought a condominium over here in Vernon Hills a number of years ago. His cousin died, so he inherited the condominium.
Okay.
And the condo's got about a $10,000 mortgage left on it. Now, the situation is he needs to get financially secure, okay?
Yep.
He is married. His wife helps him quite a bit, but still he needs to have somewhat more financial security than he's got.
Okay.
He could get probably maybe $200,000 on a refi.
Okay, so what's the question?
The question is, how does he go about doing all of this?
He has to call a mortgage professional, run his credit. One, to see where his credit is. Having a bankruptcy 10 years ago is like saying you had a pimple in high school. Doesn't really impact it as long as you haven't blown yourself up again. And you've rebuilt.
I don't think he has. I don't know for sure, but I don't think he has.
As long as you've rebuilt your credit, you have no problem. As long as he has a job, we have the income. He has to get on the title of the property.
See, this is the thing. He's a disabled vet.
Okay.
He does not have a job anymore.
That's fine.
He's got a lot of ills and so on.
But he's got money coming in from the VA for his disability, correct?
Well, I'm sure he does, yeah.
And he has a wife who's got some money coming in, correct?
Obviously, yes.
Okay. We've got the income there. We got to check out the credit. We have to get him on the title. He has to be on the title for at least 6 months before he could do a cash out refinance.
Oh, he's been on the title now for almost 2 years.
All right. So as long as he's got the credit and the income, it's a straight cash out refinance. And if the condo's not VA approved, we could help him get the condo VA approved.
You can do that.
Yes, we do that. We have a department that does that.
You can do that.
Yes, we can do that.
Great.
Yeah.
Now, just tell me this, if you could quickly. Here in Vernon Hills, right?
Yep.
And it is kind of a changing neighborhood from time to time. What kind of money do you think you could expect out of it? It's a two-bedroom.
Kari, I'm not touching that. I don't know. Vernon Hills, two-bedroom, two-bath? Does he have a parking spot?
Oh, a single bath.
Two-bed, one-bath condo, Vernon Hills. Does he have any deeded parking or no?
Yeah, he does have one.
All right, one deeded parking spot, two-bed, two-bath, two-bed, one-bath, Vernon Hills.
I'll tell you what,
And garage.
If they text us the address, we'll do a full comparative market analysis for them.
Tell you what, Ray, we're going to put you on hold, get you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, and Kari will follow up after the show. Okay.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right, buddy. You have a wonderful, wonderful week and weekend.
Thank
and
you.
And thank you for your service in Vietnam.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
Okay. Talk to you soon, bud. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Roy, you've got some specials coming on that I want you to share with our listeners because you've got, listen, some of the water proofing crack companies just do one thing. You've got the poly leveling, you've got the foam in the joists, you've got all the, you've got the basement flood, you've got the air purification. So what type of specials would you like to share with our listeners?
Well, thank you, David. Yeah, I'd be remiss if I came on here because these are specials. They're only running through July 31st. So
okay.
We only have like 8 days or something to get on this. And they're great specials, very timely. I talked earlier about our PermaDry air purification dehumidification system. That's on sale. So if you call now before the end of July 31st, you can get 20% off these units. So it's a great unit, as I described, but it's a great time to do it.
Better and, 20% less.
Yeah, exactly. So now's the time. And, you know, the price of our estimates remain the same, zero,
right.
Free estimates. So give us a call, get on schedule. As long as we get out and give you the estimate, you'll get 20% off the unit if you decide to buy it. And I really encourage you to take advantage of this. Like I say, you couldn't be more timely for that.
Financing opportunities?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have up to 48 months interest-free financing on everything we do. And, that, again, you know,
sure.
That's not going to be around.
Not for long.
So the other special we're having has to do with our concrete lifting. So any concrete lifting we do with our poly level, and this is a great season to do that, we're having 50% off on all our crack and joint sealing. So a lot of times when we raise concrete, there's joints that need to be sealed to keep, you know, keep that from reoccurring the problem and cosmetically. So any work that we do with raising concrete, we're going to do the crack and joint sealing for 50% off, again, through July 31st. So I just want to encourage our listeners to take advantage of these.
As long as the quote is done and submitted before next
July 31st.
Next
as long
Saturday.
As they call us before
right.
July 31st
okay.
And their appointments book, even if we can't get out and see them until August, we're still going to honor that price
okay.
for them. So
that's fair.
Give us a call.
Those are the, and you've got the spray joist, foam spray joist, which is improving the quality of our listeners.
Yeah. Well, like I say, we do a very thorough inspection, anything below ground, anything we can do to help make your home healthier and more valuable. And we do a lot of things to prevent problems, you know, not just to remediate existing problems you're having. But so, again, our estimates are free. Our inspections are very thorough. And so if you have any issues with your concrete, with your air quality or seepage, sewer lines, water heaters, anything in your basement, we can help.
You're the guy.
Yep.
All right. Phone number and website.
800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
All right, if you go to Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook, we just or will be posting pictures of the before and after picture that David did with a pool with jets, a jetted pool. What the heck?
Well, not a whole pool in the bathroom.
no, like a tub,
a jet tub,
and you can see the before and after if
the
you're
jacuzzi.
Interested. It's not the jacuzzi, Tom. That's the brand.
Thank you.
That's a brand, Tommy.
Thank you.
And here, 815, Joe, you'll appreciate this. Whoa, thought I was the only old lady listening to your show. Seems today I'm outnumbered. Mm-hmm. I'm popular.
How many are listening?
I'm popular with the mature audience, experienced audience. That's okay. Just the way it is, Joe.
815, that could be my neighborhood.
I know. Well, it could be directed at you as well, but I'm taking the credit. 312-981-7200, because you're part of that population demographic. I'm not. 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Land.
I got so many more views.
Did you know I was on John Records Land? I don't know if I told you.
You don't know how many more people watch his show?
But when I was on with John Records
Landecker. Wow, you guys are really insecure.
Yeah, okay, you're totally right.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
I have no idea.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Segment of the show, home stretch here, guys and gals. 630 Kari for you. My husband and I are older, and neither of our children are planning on having children. So there's the stage that was set. We have 1.5 bath home, which currently has a tub in the full bath. Got it?
Okay.
How would it affect the real estate value if we converted the tub to only a shower and have no tub, theoretically, in the home?
I think you can do that without a problem. Remembering when I was a mom, I gave my kids baths in the kitchen sink, and then as soon as they were done with that, they were basically in the shower. So I think you can get away with not having a tub in the home.
Joe is in his early 60s, and he still takes baths in the kitchen sink.
No, Judy said no.
She cut that off?
Judy, and then finally? Everybody that eats at my house said absolutely not.
You can't do that anymore?
Dave, I've got a question. If we do a replay on what Kari just said, she goes, when I was a mom. Did you stop being a mom?
No,
your kids heard that.
Your son is over there. You're still a mom.
That's my favorite job ever in the world.
If our listeners want to reach out to you about homes here in Illinois, homes in Nevada, in the Las Vegas area, or in the Colorado area, in the Denver metropolitan area, what's the best way to reach you?
My personal cell at 630-673-4586. Our website is thekohlergroup.com.
David Haas, 847. Can you make the same changes, I guess the easy step, to an Americast tub that you do to a cast iron tub? First of all, I have no idea what an Americast tub is. So what's an Americast tub?
Well, to the expert.
Tom?
Yeah, an Americast is basically, it's a lightweight version of a cast iron tub.
Okay. Yes.
So the answer is I'd like it even more than cutting a cast iron tub.
Because it's
easier
to cut.
So yes, we can absolutely modify that tub.
Where is your showroom if our listeners would like to come out to see all the different products that you do and to see the different the applications that you can perform for them?
And I have a new puppy that I bring to work every day. So you can come
see
Rosie. Right? But it's at, we're right on Addison and North Avenue in Villa Park. You can find us at miraclemethod.com/Chicago.
What type of puppy? We have a texter now. We're getting the puppy question. So what type of puppy?
It is a Cavalier King Charles. You know that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay.
She's a doll.
One more time, your phone number?
630-832-2250.
Tom Janke, 773. Two questions. Does this company, your company, because this came in during your segment, does this company refinish doors?
Negative. We do not do any type of refinishing. My suggestion is, depending on the door you're doing, if it's a wood door, you know, call a painter. If it's a fiberglass door, completely separate technique of doing it. Most painters know how to do it, but please make sure that if it is a fiberglass door, ask the plumber if he's ever done it.
All right.
Ask the plumber.
I'm thinking plumbing. Ask the painter, because they both start with a P. Okay. Anyway, next question.
It sounds like a Prevagen commercial in the making there. I'm Tom Janke with my good friend Dick Strickler.
Dick Strickler. And we're talking plumbing.
And we're talking plumbing while we have paint out. 708, wondering if storm door is necessary, Tom. We have a double door in our home, and I would like to remove the storm doors as they are old. We gave a covered porch. I guess we have a covered porch. I would assume that that's a mistype. We have a covered porch, so the doors are under shade. What are your thoughts of removing the storm doors?
Well, me personally, I'm not a big fan of storm doors because I think it hides the beauty of a door. But a lot of times they're using storm doors because they don't have that overhang. If you have an overhang that's 3 feet or more, you know, it's sometimes people like a storm door because they can open that door, and storm doors, they can put a screen on it during the summertime, and
that's
they get
really
airflow.
That's really the only reason to have it, no.
Right, just from an airflow. But I think from an aesthetic standpoint, especially with the doors today, I hate where you really can't see the door.
Okay. Mr. Spencer, if our listeners want to reach out to you guys again, I know you gave the number out at the last second, but I want to give you an opportunity to also give the website and phone number out at the end of the show so our listeners could contact you guys about the two specials you're doing.
Yeah, we have the two specials. And by the way, it rained last night, and we're getting hundreds of calls about pumps and pump replacements and batteries. We can help you with that. 800-421-7325 or go to permaseal.net.
MegaPros, Joe MegaPros Home Improvements. If our listeners want to reach out to you, I'll do this. Hang on.
megapros.com.
Now is the time to call so they don't have to host Thanksgiving Day.
Right. Schedule it ahead of time and just plan on being at somebody else's house.
Right. Or in your case.
This will work perfect. I can't do it this year.
Kari Kohler will be hosting 300 people this Thanksgiving. Right, Kari?
I can't really wait. This sounds so exciting.
You're hosting them?
Well, that's the sales pitch. That's the pitch.
Okay.
Everybody that you do a home for in kitchen will be invited to Kari Kohler's house for Thanksgiving.
Because they won't have their kitchen will be.
Which home, though?
We're going to go.
Yeah.
We're going to
show up and it's like, no, Kari's not here.
Kari's
I'll be somewhere else. No, you're welcome to my St. Charles home.
Okay.
She might not be there.
Hey, I don't have a far drive.
That's right. Yes. Tommy's right around the corner.
Yeah.
If our listeners want to reach out to MegaPros, Joe MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
Why do we have callers right now?
Because everybody calls to the last 30 seconds of the show. I know. I'm David Hochberg. We've got literally 7 seconds left. So line one, line two, Julie and Nina will call you after the show. I apologize for not being able to take your call. Don Kleppen is frothing up in the newsroom, and the traffic boys and the sports guys are getting ready. So I appreciate you listening. We'll be back next Saturday, same bat time, same bat station. This has been Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning and part of your afternoon with us. Have a great weekend.